but if he did a push-up right now, he'd probably split it. I was good at sizing up a man, and within seconds, I typically had all I needed to know about them. I didn't run a successful fantasy club without learning a thing or two about spotting quality men for my female members. And this intruder had major fuck you front, back, up, down, and sideways kind of vibes. It was the sideways that some men couldn't do right. Size 14, at least, I thought, as I approached and got a better view of his dress shoes. I'll handle this, I said to my girl Corey, who was working the receptionist's desk. With a slight smile in the stranger's direction and a nod to me, she laughed. Sir, I'm not sure how you got in here, but I assure you, I personally know all of my members. I refrained from biting my tongue when he planted those deep, dark honey eyes on me. I often told my girls that nothing made me wetter than a sexy, dark mahogany man with a piercing gaze. Some liked smiles. I liked fuck-me eyes. He still hadn't said anything. And if I didn't pride myself on maintaining best business practices, I would easily take him to one of the back rooms and have my way with him. Clearing my throat, I gathered myself. If you would like to be a member, you have to be invited or recommended by a current member, who would need to follow the proper recommendation procedure. And I can tell you now, our waiting list is at least 2 years long. I waved over one of my security guards. Rico will escort you out.
No need,
he finally said. The vibrations in his voice from two simple words almost making me quiver on sight.
I'm already a member.
He reached into his pocket and pulled out our first-class fantasy membership token and identification card. That's impossible, I told him, taking the card. I have a very great memory, and no one becomes a member without my approval. 15 years in the game, and I'd never forgotten a face, which was pretty damn amazing considering almost all of our members hid most of their faces behind masks, face paint, or something equivalent. Black. That was the nickname written on his card. I encouraged every member to use a nickname to conceal their true identities, but I'd never seen this card in person. And then it hit me.
I apologize for how long it's taken me to take advantage of my membership,
he voiced, those levels in his octaves even deeper than moments before.
And I should have properly greeted you the moment I laid eyes on you.
He looked me up and down, and although I was never usually at a loss for words, his eyes were making me forget how to speak.
Would you like me to escort him out?
Rico asked, standing to my left as he approached. I glanced from the car to the man.
It's okay, Rico. I got this. You were speaking on a panel at an innovative business conference for minority professionals when we first met.
The man added,
if you let me explain first, you can kick me out later if you conclude I don't have a reason to be here.
I raised an eyebrow, my gut telling me that I should hear him out, even though my mind was warning me that letting him talk wouldn't do my panties any good. Continue, I encouraged him, before letting Rico know I'd call him back over if I needed him. Smirking, he slightly looked away like he was deep in thought.
I remember you sitting up there fumbling with your napkin, as others on the panel tried to pitch the reason they should receive funding to jumpstart their business.
I was the only woman up there, I added, the memory coming back to me. I was too nervous to say what my business would be, so instead, I made a case for how good it would make people feel. He nodded.
You were sharp then. You're sharp now. As a matter of fact, I remember you impressing most of us during that event. People talk, Jade, and you were the only name on people's lips that weekend.
I stood straighter, the mention of my name causing me to pause. Obviously, back during that conference, I'd been registered as Jade Daniels, so naturally,